Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 9:50 Central Time on Morning Edition. Time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices as of about 20 minutes ago on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City. We gave you the overnight numbers at 8:49 in the pre-opening commodity market report. And the trading has moved since the opening prices began. Of course, the September wheat in Kansas City opened at $6.39 a bushel, up 6.5 cents, and higher gains in Chicago on the Board of Trade in wheat. The nearby September contract opening at $6.46 a bushel, up 10. December also up a dime on the open at $6.66. March wheat opened at $6.64, up 10.75 cents, and the July contract opened at $5.60, up 4.5 cents. September corn on the Board of Trade in Chicago opened at 3.26 1/4. That's up 7.25 cents. December corn 3.43 1/4, up 7.25. March corn 3.58 1/2, up 7.25. May opened at 3.68 3/4, up 7 cents. July opened up 6.5 at 3.78 1/4, and September at 3.84, up 5.5. That's September of 08, of course. September oats opened at 258, up 1, and the December contract for oats at 271.5, up 2.5 cents. To the bean pit now, where we saw higher openings as well. August opened at 832.5, up 6.75 cents. September 839, up 6.5. The November contract at 855, up 6.25. January beans opened at 868.5, up 5.5. March at 882, up 7.5. The May contract 890, up 7. And July Farside soybeans at 901, up 8 cents. August bean meal opened at 217.30, up 2. September at 219.50, up 190. August bean oil opened at 37.50, up 21. And the September opened at 37.75, up 18. Now on to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where the August feeder cattle contract opened at 116.50, down 47.5, 100 weight. September at 117.15, down 25. October at 117.85, down 35. In the live cattle pit, August opened at 92.95, down 47.5. October at 98.15, down 65. December opened at 99.72.5, down 55 points. And February at 99.60, down 45. August lean hogs opened this morning at 72.40, up 7.5. October, 74.10, down 47.5. December opened at 72.10, down 20. February lean hogs at 72.15 on the open, down 25. August pork bellies at 85.50, down $2. And February opened at 88, down 160. On the outside markets at the moment, the crude oil price is for the September contract in New York is at $76.65 a barrel, up 12. The CRB index is up 46 at 320.33. The U.S. dollar index is up 1 at 80.84. Silver for September is trading right now at $12.98, almost $12.99 an ounce. That's up 3 cents. The August gold contract is up $2.90 at $666.50 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up almost 30 points, 29.5 at 13,392. The NASDAQ is up 8 at 25,62, and the S&P up a half a point at 14,66.45. Going back to the markets as we speak, they've gone up a bit more from the open. The wheat contract in Chicago is up between 13 and 14.5 cents. The nearby Kansas City wheat is up 11. Corn is up between 8.25 and 8.5 cents, and the beans are up between 7 and 8.75 cents a bushel. Joining us now to talk about our market situation on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker, and he is with ADM in Decatur. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We saw higher openings today, a bullish report coming out, especially on the corn from S.C. Stone.
Yes, that was the catalyst, of course, that triggered the rally and the overnight trade with F.C. Stone coming in at 148. I think it's hard to tell what the trade was trading, but I think you have to kind of guess by the way the market is reacting to that number, the trade was probably in this 153 to maybe 156 range. So that has jumped at a nickel higher here in overnight trade, and now we're seeing some gains, those gains extended. And to kind of go along with that bullishness was a very strong weekly export sales number. We sold 69.9 million bushels of corn for both crop years. I think that's twice what the trade was looking at. So when you combine the little smaller production number than what the trade was looking for and then a strong weekly export sales, that's kind of explains why you got corn up 8 cents here this morning.
We had a strong export report also in the wheat. That's pretty much the big factor there, I take it?
Yes, I think so. Now, that number was, we were looking for a big number in wheat based upon some sale announcements there last week. But again, that came in over twice what the trade was looking at, and that's what's fueling the wheat market here, 13, 14 higher this morning.
What about the weather? We're looking at corn and beans for that. Is that also
well,
one of the factors? Right,
like most weather forecasts, you pick the one that you want to bet your money on. We got one, I guess the ETA model is indicating that the high pressure system will stay in place and not allow for much moisture to come on down into the Corn Belt, but the GSF or GFS model is indicating that that cold front's going to slip on down into the northern portions of the Corn Belt this weekend and then may spread on further south as we go through next week. So it's kind of which one you want to bet your money on. I think the trade, the way things are acting here this morning, I think the trade is re-evaluating its position on how big this crop is. And I have to say that I myself kind of re-evaluated what I thought this crop was when I took a look at July rainfall totals for the Corn Belt. If you look at the July rainfall totals for the Corn Belt, there's an awful lot of areas didn't get a lot of rain. And I know things look good, but if you want a real big yield in corn, you have to have good July precip totals, pretty well spread out, the total Corn Belt. This crop here in Illinois, even though it looks good and we're probably off to at least a potential record anyway, we still need one good rain here in Illinois to kind of put the finishing touches on it. You know, if we don't get one, then I think everybody's going to be probably a little disappointed, and that's what the market, I think, is reacting to here this morning.
And again, you drive east of here and you see some visible problems, I guess, right?
Yeah, the further east you go, things get deteriorate. I mean, that northern third of Ohio is kind of probably the worst spot in the country. There's spots in Minnesota. Also, probably the garden spot, from what I can figure out, is somewhere Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Iowa City, Quad Cities, maybe down to Galesburg, Peoria. Those areas picked up some real meaningful amounts of precip on this July rain here a couple weeks ago. So those guys are sitting in pretty good shape.
What does a farmer individually make of the activity today?
Well, I like the chart action. The chart action broke some trend lines or key speed line resistance points this week. So technically, the market is prime here to try to recover more of its loss that we saw here during the month of July. Corn, I think, is especially good. We had a weekly reversal up last week. We were able to come off of some contract lows and close higher. And now this week we're following through with those gains. So I think technically the corn market's looking quite well. The wheat market has always looked real good. It's really never done any kind of damage on this pullbacks in here. Soybeans are probably struggling the most. However, I think soybeans look to be also maybe pulling out of some kind of late July low, but it's a weather market, and you know, it's hard to gauge these weather systems because they can switch on you in a hurry. But if we don't get some good rains, we're going to tighten up this supply quite a bit.
All right. Thanks for your time, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM in Decatur. Let's take a look now at the current tick. September wheat in Kansas City is at 642, up 9.5 cents. September is at 648.5 in Chicago. That's up 12.5 cents. December contract on the Board of Trade, 666.5, up 10.5 cents. September corn is up 7.75 cents at the moment at 326.75. December at 343.5, up 7.5. The March at 358.5, up 7.25. May corn 369, up 7.25. August soybeans are at 833, up 7.25. September beans up 7.75 at 840.25. November at 857, up 8.25. January 869.5, up 6.25, or 6.5 cents rather. August bean meal is up 2 even right now at 217.30. The bean oil contract for August is up 21 at 37.50. Mercantile numbers right now, the feeder cattle contract is at 116.25, down 72.5. August live cattle at 93.30, down 12.5. August lean hogs at 72.65, up 32.5. And the Dow right now is up 21 points at 13,383. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market update is at 10:58. Our forecast for today from Mike Sola, again, mostly sunny and hot in Illinois and Indiana, and highs ranging between 90 and 95 degrees. There's a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in northern and western Illinois tonight as it becomes mostly cloudy there. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, and lows ranging from 62 in northwest Illinois to 70 in the south. For tomorrow, again, mostly sunny, with a few thunderstorms possibly developing in the afternoon, mainly in southwest Illinois. And highs tomorrow ranging from 84 in northwest Illinois to 95 in the far south. Right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana, some hazy sunshine and 84 degrees at 10 o'clock. And time to turn it over to David Inge, the host of Focus 580. Good morning, David.
Hi, Dom.
What's on our show today?